Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners.
If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Quinn Jr.
I was outside the room and I saw Adam come sprinting in. I was like, what happened? Hot mic. That's all I heard.
Chris Ello.
Dak Prescott speaking of things that are off.
And Matt Scraby.
Sam must be a liker of his job.
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
And we headed to hour number two of our Tuesday get-together. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in San Francisco. He's on his way to the ballpark, as are the Padres. They'll take on the Gigantes later tonight, 6:40 or 6:45, actually. For the first pitch,
45.
Set your watch by that. Get an extra 5 minutes of pregame entertainment before they start the game in San Francisco tonight. Sam Levitt has your pregame entertainment in the form of the Padre pregame show. Following this show at 5:45, you heard the voice of Frank Marchese sitting in for Matt Scraby. Going to get into our daily gambit. Something that, as I mentioned earlier, Frank, you were quite good at last night. You and Tony both with a 6-1 performance.
Speaking of squirrels finding nuts.
Yes, right. Or maybe acorns. But yeah, it might be, I guess it could be either way. I went 2-5 last night, so we won't discuss that too much. We'll get into our gambit in a moment. A couple of quick baseball notes for you out there in case you're just tuned in. Sorry, Arizona. Ace Corbin Burns, elbow, 15-day injury list. Diamondbacks are not saying whether it will be longer. I'm no doctor, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I think he'll be out a lot longer than 15 days, just based on the way he kind of, you know, something in there isn't right. Those take a while. Yankees put closer Luke Weaver, IL, 4 to 6 weeks for him. He's on the 15-day, but that's going to be a whole lot longer. The pitcher himself said he doesn't refute a report which estimated 4 to 6 weeks. Jazz Chisholm, though, is back for the Yanks. And one more here, Bryce Harper, elbow injury, back after a 5-game absence. That was required after he was hit in the elbow by a Spencer Strider pitch. And we do forget that getting hit by a pitch probably hoits a lot. Like last night, Wilmer Flores was a little hot, remember, after he got hit.
Yep.
And everybody said, oh, calm down. Okay, well, that's easy for you to say. You didn't get hit. It's not easy. Guys don't like it.
No, it stinks. It really does.
He got nailed. It was the third one of the game. So, you know, I don't know that he needed to make a federal case out of it, but, yeah, I understand. Doesn't feel great. They wear that armor for a reason out there. Max Scherzer throwing a little live BP as he tries to make a comeback with, what team is he on these days?
Toronto.
Toronto, yeah. All right, Frank, let's get to the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Have some fun with us as we make our picks, and you can make some picks along for the ride there. Just be careful betting on this stuff.
Let's do it responsibly.
Yeah. How many, I mean, look, if you have a little money that you want to set aside for entertainment / gambling, good for you. But if you don't have money you can set aside, then you can't gamble with that money.
And as we found
period.
Out, and as we found out yesterday, don't send any threats because police will find you.
Good. I was really was happy to hear that
so
story
was I.
about Lance McCullers, who was threatened, and they did, you know, find this guy who threatened him. He was
absolutely.
Where was he in
overseas?
Overseas somewhere. So good. I mean, if they can find you, so come on, man. Don't bet on these guys, because here's the reason I would tell you not to bet on these guys. Because they're not trying to do what you're even betting on. Simple. Like, it's one thing to, you know, make a barroom and bet and say, hey, I can eat, you know, that whole plate of lasagna in 40 seconds. Okay, at least that's something you're trying to do. You feel you can do it, maybe you wager a few bucks.
It's not
betting on these guys to win a basketball game by 14 points, they don't care. Winning by 12 is plenty for them.
It's not George Costanza telling Paul O'Neill, hey, I told a dying kid in the hospital you'd hit two home runs.
Remember that? Paul O'Neill's like, two?
It's hard enough to hit one.
How did that end up? I think he had the one, and then he got thrown out at the plate on a potential inside the park home
something
run
like that, yeah.
For the second home run. Yeah. All right, here we go with the gambit tonight. Miami, we're going to put it out there again. Miami minus 1.5 over the Rocks. Rocks win last night. If they win tonight, it would be their first series win since last September. Can they snap a 22 series streak here by winning tonight? Frank, you go first.
They haven't won back-to-back games in just about that
year.
Amount of time. Oh,
no,
they
once
have.
Once this year.
Okay.
Once, yes. But they haven't. That's it. Once. What do you think? Can they beat the Marlins again?
I don't trust it. Lightning doesn't strike twice
Miami.
In the same place.
Sandy Alcantara with the 8.27 ERA is pitching tonight. By the way, the guy that you all want the Padres to trade for.
He's going
to
look like the Sandy Alcantara.
He hasn't looked good.
No, he has not.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to go Colorado. They got a better pitcher, actually, tonight. They have a young guy named Chase Dolander, who's pretty good.
He's not
there yet, but he's pretty good. I'll take the Rockies crazily. Padres, Giants, 8 runs. Now, this seems like a gimme to me. Why? Giants have not scored more than 4 in 3 weeks, 15 games at least. So in order for this to go over, the Padres are going to need 6 or 7 runs themselves, and they're not scoring at all. So I'm going to say under until further notice. Frank?
I'm going to go over.
Over.
And the reason why is because I feel as though Ryan Burgert is the wild card here. He could either have a really good game.
Well, one thing that you got to keep in mind tonight, Suarez is not pitching tonight. I don't care what the situation is. After 2 innings last night, no way. So the Padres are going to have to do some finagling in their bullpen tonight. And make no mistake, Ryan Burgert is not throwing 9 innings. So the bullpen will come into play.
Yeah, and with Burgert, it could be 5 innings, could be 2 innings.
Yeah,
you don't
you're right.
know.
Yeah, got to wait and see. But hopefully the Giants will continue to scuffle. All right, you mentioned it, Frank, so I put it in here. Dodgers 1.5 over the Mets. Why are they favored? Because Clayton Kershaw is 11-0 lifetime against you, Frank. And he's pitching tonight. What say you? You got Tyler McGill in response to Kershaw on the Mets side.
That was a very different Clayton Kershaw.
Yes, that's true.
At that
the 11-0 Kershaw is not this Kershaw.
I'm taking the Mets.
Okay. Good for you.
I know Mark Vientos on the 10-day IL for a calf strain, I think.
He tried to run out of ground ball last night. With all due respect to all these guys, you're professional athletes. I expect better. I do. I know that injuries happen, but I go run all the time, and I don't go on the injured list. Why are you going on the injured list when you're a professional paid to do this, and you have all kinds of stretch professionals and yoga instructor? You know, I mean, like, I don't get it. But Mark Vientos hits a ground ball in the 10th inning, and he starts running to first, and the next thing you know, he's on the ground.
Good news is, though, they have Ronnie Mauricio, who's coming up, who's only
hit that guy?
He's only hit 515 in Syracuse with three home runs in eight games. So he's he'll be all right because of that.
I'll take the Dodgers tonight.
There it is.
Dodgers don't lose back to back. Paul Skeens pitches tonight against the Astros in Pittsburgh. 6.5 strikeouts, over under for Skeens. You know, he doesn't always go over that, but tonight's one of those nights. I'll say over. Right? 6.5 strikeouts for Mr. Skeens.
I'm going to say over as well.
Over as well.
Okay. They're in Pittsburgh tonight, right?
They are.
Yeah, I'll take over.
Who's going to get more strikeouts tonight? This is a tough one, I think. Raup for the Giants or Burgert for the Padres?
Raup.
You don't even hesitate there.
No.
It does seem like he's the smarter bet because he's likely to be in the game longer.
Yes. Yeah, especially with this being Burgert's. I just saw it on MLB Network. This is his first major league start.
Right.
So, yeah, okay. I'm taking the starter.
I'll take a guy who's at least had like five major league starts.
Yeah, well, it's more than one.
Right. Kershaw, 4.5 strikeouts.
Under.
Well, you're not first.
Oh.
I'll say, no, he's going under. You're going under, right?
Yes, I'm going under.
How's the Kershaw curveball these days? Has anybody seen it?
It has.
It's not the same, right?
It used to be incredible. It wasn't my week to watch him last week, unfortunately. So.
His curveball used to be so fun to watch. Looked like he was going to throw it over the backstop and it would drop in at the knees. You're like, wow. All right, some good tennis tomorrow. Americans, Coco Gauff and Madison Keys in the quarterfinals of the French Open. Gauff is favored by 3.5 games. Keys is the reigning Australian Open champion. But this is on clay, which neither player is probably great on clay because Americans aren't normally great on clay. Who do you like? Gauff minus 3.5 or Keys?
I'm going with Gauff because I actually know who that is.
Coco. All right. Coco should win this. Keys is playing really well. 3.5 is not enough. I'll take Gauff as well. But Keys did, well, she won the Australian Open, so she's won the most recent major.
Good for her.
Djokovic, 1.5 over Zverev. On the men's side, quarterfinal tomorrow. Djokovic is an absolute machine. And even at, 40 years old, he still wipes the court with these guys.
Yep.
Zverev's higher seeded, though, in this tournament. I'll take Djokovic anyway.
I'm taking Joker as well.
The Joker. The Joker told a story yesterday on the coverage of the French Open. I did not realize this. He was very close friends with the late Kobe Bryant.
Oh, wow.
And it's interesting because, you know, birds of a feather flock together. There are very few athletes that reach that kind of excellence.
Yeah.
So they tend to look out for each other.
Yep.
So they, you know, Djokovic could talk to Kobe and they kind of got each other.
Yeah.
So, it was a nice tribute Djokovic paid to Kobe the other day. All right, there's our stuff. Couple of legendary athletic types passed away today. Share the sad news with you when we come back after some traffic on Gwen and Chris.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But if you're out there in San Francisco and you saw this bus careening down the streets of San Francisco, weaving through Lombard Street, sailing past the Golden Gate Bridge to Oracle Park, that was the Padre team bus. Tony Gwynn Jr. is already there after leaving us a short while ago. Welcome back to the program. Tony is now reside. He's at 24 Willie Mays Plaza in San Francisco, the home address of Oracle Park. Not bad.
Yes.
Your dad has the address of Petco Park. Tony Gwynn, is it Tony Gwynn Way or Tony Gwynn Drive?
I think it's Drive.
I think so, too. Might have to
check
that out.
I think it's Trevor Hoffman Way.
That feels like something you two should know.
You're right. The actual address here, according to is 100 Park Boulevard. That's the actual address, I guess, of Petco Park. But I thought it was on Tony Gwynn Drive myself. Anyway, Tony, welcome back.
Thank you.
Lineups are out for the Padres, or not the Padres, for the Giants. Gigantes are going with the same.
They're actually out for both.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I was kind of hoping they would, since that was kind of what I was leaving the segment for. I mentioned before I went to break, though, Tony, that we lost two people from the sports world today. I want to at least pay off on telling you who that was. Talk about it a little later. Jim Marshall, who used to hold the NFL record. He was the Iron Man, played in 280-some-odd consecutive games back in the day. Passed today, played for Minnesota, 87 years of age. And, Tony, you probably aren't aware of this, but I bet you Yu Darvish is. Shigeo Nagashima passed away today, 89 years old, known in Japan as Mr. Pro Baseball. And one of the most famous people in Japan during his playing days, he eventually managed the Yomiuri Giants. And he's a guy that Shohei Ohtani looked up to greatly and posted some things on social media after his passing. So thought I'd give you guys that before we get to the lineups. We're ready for that.
Okay, so I should transition into lineups.
Yes, you go from death to lineups.
Yes. Condolences to the families that had the losses. For the Padres today, Toddy, Arise, Manny, Jackson Merrill, Gavin Sheets back in the lineup, designated hitter.
That a boy, Gavin.
Xander Bogaerts, Jake Cronenworth, Tyler Wade is the left fielder today, and yes. Martin Maldonado behind the dish. He'll be the nine-hole hitter.
All right. For the Giants?
For the Giants, you got Heliot Ramos.
Yep.
Hooley.
Jung you got Hooley. Yep.
Flores, Wilmer, that is. Matt Chapman, Adames, Gerard Encarnacion, Tyler Fitzgerald, Patrick Bailey, and the Aztec. Casey Schmidt at first base.
Yes, sir. Casey Schmidt in there after...
he might get a lot of time because Wade might have broke that. They might have had that boxer's break on that hand.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he got hit last night. You mentioned Gerard Encarnacion making his first start of the year. He was in an, off the bench last night, went 0-for-3 in the ballgame, but hit the ball on the button, I must say, the last at bat of the game. Fortunately for the Padres, it went right to... Luis Arise to wrap up the victory. Anything new around the ball club, Tony, that you can share with us? I don't know. I'm throwing it out there.
Didn't get a chance to go down there. I came straight up here and hopped on the phone. So
you're very, very nice to do that. Padres are 8-1 in division play now. So let's hope they keep that going. And just a game back of the Dodgers in the NL West, which is not too shabby, considering the Dodgers are supposed to pretty much have the division wrapped up by now, according to most people, before this season started. Those that people were wrong, as it turned out.
They are. They have been wrong up until this point, that's for sure.
And a lot of times people are wrong. I've noticed that. They pointed out when you and I are wrong, but they don't notice that a lot of other people are wrong, too.
Yeah, no, they definitely, I mean, to me, this was inevitable. Like, there's just not often that a team just runs and hides when there's a lot of talent spread out around the league, you know? So, they've had the injury bug, as have the Padres, have had a whole bunch of other teams, so... We'll see. I think Padres offensively are still finding their way, but you can't deny that they keep finding ways to win despite that.
What did we say yesterday? I think that it was the last seven wins have been by one or two runs for the Padres, and last night makes eight. So, yeah, they haven't had a runaway win since that 21-0 affair in Colorado, and that's been almost a month now. So... They're winning a lot of tight ball games. I had a thought yesterday, and I kind of tried to keep it from you, Tony, but I can't keep it from you anymore. Because I like when I kind of open myself up to your reaction. But I said yesterday that putting Gavin Sheets in left field again or more, and I said it would border on being irresponsible. And I don't mean to be critical of anybody, especially Gavin, because I think he's giving it everything he's got. And as a fan, I appreciate it. But I don't want to see him get hurt out there. He's too valuable, you know, swinging the bat to the Padres right now. And I know he's DHing tonight. Do you think they will risk putting him back out there anymore?
What exactly is the risk?
That he gets hurt. I mean, he could have been knocked out for a couple of months the other day. Fortunately, he wasn't.
It's kind of part of the job. You have to dive. You have to, run the bases where you could run into somebody. I mean, these things happen. I don't. I don't know. I consider him a baseball player. I don't think he's a piece of glass. So, yeah, he should run. If they need him to play left, and mind you, he's only out there because they need him to play left.
I know.
Yeah, that's that. There aren't. What are the other options?
Well, the other options are to keep going with Wade and with Lockridge in a platooning type thing, and using Sheets as your DH until you get yourself another left fielder.
So then that means Manny's going to run out there every day. That means Bogey's going to run out there every day without having the option, the leeway of being able to use that DH as they often do to get Toddy off his feet without taking him out of the lineup completely or Manny off his feet.
Stop making sense. Stop it.
I'm just
No, you're wrong. You're not wrong. I'm just saying I think that's something that it's fair to be concerned about. Sheets is a bit of, he's I don't want him to get we could have lost him the other day for a while. And we can't afford that right now. No one else is swinging the bat. That's all. That's my comment. I'll stick with it, but you know, you're probably right. They're going to have to put him out there for the time being. Just not tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's fresh off of running into the wall pretty hard. I'm just saying he wouldn't be the first guy that's run into a wall. I didn't think they stopped playing outfield after they've done that.
Jose Canseco once had a ball bounce off his head over the fence, and I don't think they put him out there again, but that's Jose Canseco. Remember that play?
That's also a ball bouncing off of his head. Yes.
Have you ever seen the highlight of that one, Frank?
I think it was in the old Cleveland stadium.
There or Fenway. One or the other. But, yeah, I recall him in a I think it was in a Rangers uniform.
Yep.
When it happened.
Yep. Doink.
Doink right off his head.
Would say.
Yeah. Bounced right on over for the old HR. Attaboy,
sure.
Jose. All right. Well, I mean, look. The Padres have to do what's necessary. And as I said before, Sheets gets all of my respect for going out there and giving it everything he's got. And that's what a team, player should do. But I think they might be better with him as DH for the time being. We'll see what
they do.
We'll see what they do. We're going to take a break, bottom of the hour. And Frank, did you come up with a segment for the next next bit of time?
Oh, that's my job.
Well, normally it's when we do the Fantabulous Game Show. I didn't know if you wanted to participate today, and I didn't know if Tony was going to be around for it.
I mean, we could be my first time, but sure, we can try to swing that.
Then I'd have to come up with a subject in the next 4 minutes.
I don't know that I'm going to be able to hang around for the entirety of that. Anyway,
there you go.
Okay, so. Fair enough.
I'm off the hook. All right. Well, we'll do some form of some entertainment, so stick around and wait on it. Gwen and Chris continues. Chris.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, Frank. Big Frank is alongside. Gwen and Chris, a couple more hours here. Till 5:45 or so. Big Five is coming a little bit later. Frank, as I mentioned, we normally do the Fantabulous Sports Game Show here, where Tony and Scraby go head-to-head for fabulous cash and prizes. Today, we're going to do a category that I think the fans will have fun with. It's not going to be the game. You have nobody to compete against. So you're going to compete on your own.
So say, I've got enough competition with myself now, really.
You're going to compete on your own, and I'm going to let the chat help you.
Okay.
So if you got an answer and you're in the chat on YouTube, type it in. Frank can use your suggestions. And between you and the chat, we're not going to take phone calls on this. It'd be a little too cumbersome to keep going to the phone line every time.
Yeah.
But between you and the YouTube chat, and by the way, just in case you have yet to find out that our show is on YouTube, understand that it is every day. You can watch it. You search 97.3 The Fan, Gwen and Chris, 2 to 6, we're here. You can watch the program. Probably doesn't apply to you guys in the car out there.
Yeah,
guys,
please,
and gals in the car.
Please don't watch
while you're in the car. All right, so here's the category today, and I think it's a fun category. So we're not playing the Fantabulous, but we're going to do a little trivia, and everybody out there, you can take your best shot. Here we go, Frank. I'll tell you what the category is. See how you do. I think you're going to do okay.
Denzel has already predicted my future in the chat.
What did he say?
I am so cooked.
You? I think you're going to be better than Denzel thinks, but we'll see.
Dyslexia. See, we're already off to a great start.
It's Diesel, not Denzel. All right. You got 10 Padres.
Okay.
You've got 11 New York Mets.
Okay.
And there are three that apply to both teams. And what we are looking for is players only, not managers, players only from those two franchises who have been inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Okay.
You don't have to play your whole career with that, the Mets or the Padres. You just play any part of it, and you qualify. So there are three guys that are in the Hall of Fame that have been on both the Padres and the Mets. And then there are 10 only Padres, 11 only Mets.
Okay.
So take your best shot, Frankie. Would you want to? I mean, I'm going to give you some time, but the chat will be helping you.
Should we do traffic first?
We'll give everybody a chance to kind of sort it out in their own mind while we do traffic. Good idea.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
Ooh, I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Wanted to hear the open, so we played the open. It's not the exact Fantabulous Sports Game Show, but it's today's version of it. Frank's been given the category. We're giving you a chance out there, if you're in the chat, to take some guesses as well. Going to try to come up with 24 correct answers here, people.
Nora.
11 Mets, 10 Padres, and 3 who qualify for both. 24 players that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame that have played on those two squads.
Okay.
Frank, I'll let you start. Is there any chat already? I mean, there's some easy ones.
Yeah, I've seen a couple.
All right, we'll go to those shortly. But what do you have? I want to start with...
Yeah, we'll start easy. Let's go with Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn's in. That's correct, Frank. You have one down, 23 to go.
Trevor Hoffman.
You got two. Both on the Padres. Of course, the reason we conclude the Mets here is because Frank is a big Mets guy.
Yes, because of me.
Yeah.
Mike Piazza.
He is one of the guys that qualifies for both.
Yes, he is.
He was a Padre. He was also a Met. So Piazza's correct. You got three down.
It's probably a more obscure one. Willie Mays.
Willie Mays. Very good. Finished his career as a New York Met.
Had his number retired there a couple years ago as well.
Really? It took him that long?
Well, it's... Yeah, really wasn't great with the Mets, but
yeah, he played in the 73 World Series against the A's as a Met. There's a famous shot of him. He was on deck, and his teammate was tagged out trying to score on a sacrifice fly. Although the tag was never made, there was no replay.
Yep,
the runner was called out. Willie Mays is on his knees pleading to the umpire, and it never got overturned. Obviously, in those days. All right, good, Frank. You got, what do you got, four so far?
Got four for four so far.
Only 20 to go.
Looking
for New York Mets.
Tom Seaver.
Tom Seaver, of course, yeah. He's probably the most famous Met, maybe, in the Hall of Fame, although there's many others. There's a lot of these that are tough, like guys that I didn't even know played for the Mets ever that got into the Hall of Fame and in this category. And they're saying Padres. They didn't play a whole lot, you know, long with the Padres, but are in this as well. That's why I'm curious to go to the chat. But you're doing okay. You want to do as long as you can do.
David Bennett in the chat, why do you mock me with David Wright and Keith Hernandez? That's just rude.
That's just rude. That's me. Neither of them is in the Hall of Fame. So
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan's correct. He started his career with the Mets. Very good. Are we out of guesses already, everybody?
Did I say Gary Carter?
No, you didn't. Okay. You did now. He's in the Hall of Fame. Gary Carter, correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 Mets are left.
Just made
it. And 8 Padres.
Just made it this year, Billy Wagner.
Billy Wagner, correct. Very good. So whoever got that. Did you get it, or was that a chat?
I saw it in the chat, but I knew it also.
All right, very good. There's quite a few Padres left. Some of them are quite famous. They're not total no-names here.
Dave Winfield.
Dave Winfield is correct. Very good, Frank. Dave's in there. Sure. He began his career as a Padre. Are we drying up? 1, 2. We got 1, 2.
There are some guys that I know. There are some guys that I know played for one or the other that were like borderline Hall of Famers that I don't know if they're in or not.
Take a shot. See if you're right. See if you're right. You can try.
Roberto Alomar?
Roberto Alomar qualifies for both squads.
Oh, there you go.
He's a Padre and a Met. That is correct, Frank. Good job. Roberto Alomar, I think he started with the Padres as well. Got traded over to Toronto with Well, the Padres traded Alomar and Joe Carter. They got in return a guy who was in the Hall of Fame in that trade. Played with the Padres would be a correct answer in this particular category. It might be. You got five Padres left, and you got six Mets and one in between. So you're halfway home. Pretty good.
There's only one more combo?
One more combo. The two combos you got so far are Piazza and Alomar. There's one more guy that played for both the Padres and the Mets who's in the Hall of Fame. He also played for about 10 other teams.
Ricky Henderson.
Ricky. Yeah, Ricky's right. Good job, Frank.
Thank you. Very impressed.
You've done a great job on this.
I was very excited to actually get to see him pitch out here for a team that didn't make me want to hit him with something.
Maddox.
Greg Maddux.
Yes. I mean, as a Met fan, you had to hate Greg Maddux, but he was a Padre in the Hall of Fame. 10 correct answers to go. Anybody out there want to help? Get on the chat.
No, I'm seeing some of them. Maddux was a good one.
Maddux was very good. Let's see. I miscounted. There's five Padres still and six total. Six Mets, so 11 total. Still to go. One's a former teammate of Maddux on a team that you hated, who finished his career with the Mets, believe it or not. You may not remember that he did. Maddux's closest friend. Fred McGriff's correct.
But that
although
wasn't
I don't know how you got there. Fred McGriff was the guy traded in the Roberto Alomar trade. Came to the Padres.
Okay. There you go.
And ended up in the Hall of Fame. No, the one I'm thinking of is another pitcher, along with Maddux, who ended his career with the Mets. Hated as that might have been. Because you, as a Met fan, would never like this guy. Just as much you despise Maddux.
Oh, God.
He's threw from the other side. He was just as successful at the same time as Maddux. Are you blanking? You are blanking. It's okay. It happens. It does happen.
I was going to say, I don't remember...
Tom Glavine.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember Tom Glavine pitching here.
He pitched for the Mets.
Oh, that one I knew.
Well, that's the question.
I knew Glavine pitched
for
the Mets.
Well, there you go. That's the category is Mets and or Padres.
No, I know, but
in the Hall of Fame.
But you were saying the Roberto Alomar trade. That's what threw me off. I'm thinking.
Oh, the Roberto Alomar trade was with Fred McGriff. So
okay,
that's already been answered.
So that's what threw me off.
Okay.
We
are down to the final 5, 7, 10 answers.
I think Glavine was also the loser in the last in that 2007 game against the Marlins that ended the collapse
of the Mets.
Yeah, they lost. I think it was 14 of the last 21 games and lost the division.
Yeah, I don't remember that as painfully as you do.
That was 2007.
All right, there's five Mets left and five Padres left. One of them...
Gossage?
Gossage, correct. Frank, you're doing good. Or between you and the chat. I don't know where these answers are coming from.
I will say I have gotten most of them, but chat has helped me out. They have brought up a couple of names.
One of the greatest fielders in the history of baseball started his career with the Padres. Now in the Hall of Fame, but recognized more for his play with another team. Nicknamed
Ozzie Smith.
The Wizard. Ozzie Smith is in the Hall of Fame. That is correct. You got three Padres.
I don't think I've gotten an answer wrong yet, and I'm
no kidding,
wanting
Frank.
To keep this streak alive.
All right,
here.
Well, you're doing okay. If you get the last eight without a miss, I will be, beyond impressed, because some of these are...
Lynn in the chat, Gil Hodges was the Met manager.
Yes, Lynn is correct, though, that Hodges went in as a player,
yes,
but was not a player for the Mets. So good try, Lynn. Not in this category, but Gil Hodges is...
I'm gonna trust chat on a blind one here.
Okay, totally blind.
Willie McCovey.
Played for the Padres.
Wow,
now
okay.
Now in the Hall of Fame.
Good job, chat.
Chat had that one.
Chatto, good job.
Yeah, Willie McCovey finished up with the Padres here. I don't know how many home runs he hit as a Padre, but probably not many. I can actually look that up while you're guessing. We got a few minutes. You're doing good, Frank. I want you to get all the way.
So do I.
And I'm sure people are out there driving around thinking, who is it? Who's a Padre that's in the Hall of Fame? There's only two Padres left.
Bobby Bonilla, you jerk.
Bobby Bonilla. People are twerking you, Frank, or tweaking you. You know, I don't know what is correct on that. But
I'll go with Go Aztecs, Raleigh Fingers.
Yes. Raleigh Fingers.
Go Aztecs got it. There you go.
Got that one for you.
And you know what?
Raleigh Fingers is in the Hall of Fame.
I'm going to go with Waldo Leyva here, Gaylord Perry.
Gaylord Perry, very good, Chad. You guys are doing okay. Chad is all right. Now you got all the Padres. Okay. Every Padre player that's ever been every Hall of Famer that's worn a Padre uniform has been mentioned.
This bit should be easy, though.
Save for Dick Williams, who went in as a manager of the Padres. But every other Hall of Famer that's donned the Padre brown and gold has been mentioned. Well done by the chat. There are five players left. None of the five, although all played for the Mets, none of the five are more famous playing for the Mets. Okay? They're all guys that are famous playing elsewhere. Willie McCovey actually hit 45 home runs as a Padre. Not bad. In three seasons here. Okay, you got five left. One's a pretty recent vintage Hall of Famer, one of the best right-handed pitchers in the history of the game. Statistically, lights out for about 8 years. By the time he got to the Mets, he was completely useless, but
typically
he was awfully good.
Brandon in the chat, Brandon very says, good. Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra. Yogi's okay, but he never played for the Mets. I'm not going to say it's wrong.
I thought he did.
He was the manager.
No, I knew that. Did he I thought he was a player manager.
All right, maybe I'll be wrong. I don't think he was a player manager, but let me look Yogi up to see if he actually played for the Metropolitans.
Like, I know Joe Torre managed for them.
Yes,
also.
Joe Torre managed, but Joe Torre went in as a manager.
Yeah.
Joe Torre did not go in as a player. Well, I you know what? Who was that who threw in Yogi Berra?
That was Brandon in the chat there.
Brandon, you get it, because Yogi played four games for the Mets as a 40-year-old in 1965. So that is correct.
The four best games of my life for him.
Yeah. But that doesn't, that it still keeps you five away.
Diesel, I'm going to ban you from this chat if you keep
Diesel
bringing up names.
To taking shots at
Jason
you.
Bay now. Come
oh,
on.
God, that's both for both teams bad. I think the Padres had him for a little while.
I think didn't he started.
I don't know what to give you. Switch hitting first baseman, one of the meanest suckers ever to play Major League Baseball. Played mostly with the Orioles. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame, but he did get some time at the end with the Mets.
You know what? Go Aztecs. I'm going to go with you again. Eddie Murray.
Eddie Murray is the answer to that one. Eddie Murray was a mean sucker. Tough guy to handle.
Oh, boy.
All right. One is he's a contemporary of Willie Mays, and he played in New York, not for the same team Willie did, but for the other National League team, and he was quite famous in his day. He finished, I guess, with the Mets.
Brett Saberhagen.
He didn't make the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he did? Oh, no. That's my...
Your first... Yeah, Saberhagen was a Met, but not at all.
12 minutes without a wrong answer.
You did so well, Frank. These last four are almost impossible, I got to tell you. Do you want to tell you who they are? You got 2 minutes left. There's probably a few people out there
who
know
them. Give me a little bit more time.
There's probably a few people out there who are thinking of these guys, but I would be surprised
at
this point.
Already said Seaver. Pedro's not in the Hall.
Pedro Martinez, correct.
Oh, he is in the Hall.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Pedro Martinez, correct. Yes, Eddie Murray, correct. So now you're down to three. One's a left-handed pitcher. Milwaukee Braves. He must have finished with the Mets.
David Cone's not in the Hall.
No. Another guy, Milwaukee Braves, so you know it's not. That's an older guy. Great left-hander. Finished his career at the Mets. One's a Philly center fielder who played the last year of his career with
Snyder.
The Mets. Duke Snyder's correct. He's the former New York outfielder. Played
okay.
with the Brooklyn
okay.
Dodgers.
Thank
finished
you
with
again.
The Mets.
Thank you again. To
Two left. Can chat finish it?
I don't think Al Leiter's not in the Hall.
Al Leiter, no. Left-handed pitcher with the Milwaukee Braves. That's not Al Leiter.
No.
We know that. This guy won 360 some odd ball games. Left-hander. Venerable lefty. But, yeah, I don't have any more clues for him, honestly.
Warren Spahn?
That's correct. Somebody got it.
Chat is rolling right
Chat
now.
Got it.
I don't care if you guys are looking it up. You guys are killing me.
Yeah, you still got to find him. Warren
There's
Spahn.
One more.
Warren Spahn played from 1942 to 1965. And in 1965, he snuck in four games with the Mets, just like Yogi Berra. Maybe he pitched only to Yogi Berra when he was there. All right, one last guy. This guy was a center fielder for the Phillies back in the 50s.
Oh.
Who I think was picked
why
up.
Why did the name Richie Ashburn pop into my head?
Well, because it's right.
Wow!
That is correct. You got that
I
one?
I genuinely got that one.
That's correct. Richie Ashburn is the final guy. Finished his career as the starting center fielder for the 62 Mets. Richie Ashburn in the Hall of Fame.
Way to go. Thank
Chat was
you,
outstanding.
Chat.
Frank, you did great, though. You ended up getting them all. All right, that's today's version of the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I don't know. Pretty good that we got 13 Padres in the Hall of Fame. I mean, it's not the same as the Yankees, but hey, you know, it's... It's a good round number, I guess. Hard to forget, right? Padres have 13 players, Hall of Famers that have played for the Padres.
Thank you. Thank you very much for parking your car to put in chat Warren Spahn and not for trying to do that while driving.
Oh, he parked his car to get Warren
yes.
Spahn? Thank you very much. All right. We got Chris versus the fans. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Some real trivia when we come back. Dial in to maybe go to Las Vegas next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.